This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Lori getting very concerned about why things are going so bad.
I want to know why that is 100% instead of 3% chance of having a problem.
I think he was somewhat right in that. The other aspect was other people. It was a combination.
I know it was a combination of other problems of the location, but what I'm saying is that it's a combination of only, you know, five problems.
I agree.
That was a big one.
It was a big one. Uh-huh.
My faith in those kinds of guarantees are lower. And beggars can't be choosers, I get that. But you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's not like I get to pick the colors of everything that I want. He's just going to have to figure it out.
Right.
Since I'm here and I can't be in charge of the project. So.
Yeah, I've thought back on that entire scenario.
When we went over the plan and the blueprint. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said that wouldn't be a problem.
Right. To take on that job. That was that.
It really was.
Right.
No, I don't doubt that. It's just strange how it blossomed. So
go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so you think it was meant to have complications and meant to go that direction?
At some point, yeah.
Well, then you should have said, hey, this is a 99% chance that we're going to have trouble with this soil.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's all we were asking.
Well,
could this potentially be good, or do we have to fill it with sand?
Well, I think we sensed that we shouldn't take it lightly, and I don't think we did. I mean, we only discussed the matter with the trouble once, and I thought we cut it off and did well, and now that problem is kind of causing its own trouble for itself.
Right. But there's other things in the project where when I'm going back over it, right, that I could have easily done or been inspired to do to avoid a lot of the issues that are going to come up with that.
Yeah.
That we weren't made aware of. So you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Five problems. JJ, Tylee, Tammy, Charles Vallow, and who gets the fifth slot? I'm not sure. It might have been Alex, possibly. He's also...
Well, just whoever else had a life insurance policy.
Pretty much.
This, I hate chuckling, but that is... I am so glad they have those recordings. First of all, how stupid are they? And secondly, again, the only chance they had of a defense was blame it on Lori. Mm-hmm. No, she's the dupe. We thought Chad was. No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She's just gullible narcissist, psychopath,
yeah.
You know, with an IQ of 2. He's got an IQ of 5.
Yeah.
I mean, and just, gosh, dang, it's horrible.
Yeah, the way they lightheartedly talk about all this, but you got to put it in the perspective of them. They don't think they're talking about people. They think they're talking about some sort of divine goal or motive that they have or mission that they have to carry out, and that's why they're just so flippant about it. And it's they somehow get there.
I know. The question I have, again, my curiosity with these types of individuals, when did that happen?
Yeah.
You know, in the course of their life, you know, because again, because I don't have a PhD in that kind of psychopathy. I really wonder, because I know, you know, when you're born with a lack of empathy, you know, that sets you on the potential path to becoming psychopathic, because that's a huge lack of empathy. You're sure. A pure predator. But in cases like this, where there's totally a lack of empathy, I wonder at what point. They started, because again, you never go from 0 to 100. Mm-hmm. I wonder what that progression was, where they started objectifying everyone in their lives, because it just didn't say these two didn't wake up one day and say, all right, we're going to claim everyone is a dark spirit, a dark person, kill them off, get their insurance mm-hmm. policies, and we're going to live happily ever after in Hawaii. I'm curious at what point they started rationalizing that behavior, to do that, because
yeah.
It's just It's so bizarre.
It makes you wonder, you know, what, who else who has passed in these people's lives was not a natural. I mean, there's other husbands of Lori that have died that are questionable. Who I'd love to talk to is the ones who are still alive, like the original ones. Like, those would be interesting people to hear. What was life like with Lori, and why did it end? Like, were you scared for your life? Were you concerned that something was off? Because it wasn't quite daybell time yet, but if she wanted something done, I'm guessing she probably would have found a way to do it even back then.
My conjecture on for this one is that the relationships she probably had leading up to this had moments where they started becoming unhealthy enough that if they were involved with healthier people, mm-hmm. you just said, before this goes sideways and crazy, I'm walking away. So I don't think there was any fear with anyone else along the way. It's just because of relationships that she can only have unhealthy relationships. Mm-hmm. And I think it just kept getting escalated until she found him, who's also unhealthy. They're both incompetent when it comes to life skills, mm-hmm. and they came up with a methodology for providing for themselves and get rid of everyone else.
Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.